The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 180, The Trap is Set.
Detective Jocko's words were ringing in my ears. The fate of your country is in your hands. Here I am on my first field assignment since my injury, and the fate of my country's in my hands. After all this time, I'm headed back to the same room where I was interrogated after being abducted by Homeland. Now I was on the other side, about to do the same thing to Colonel Korski. I made all the strip transfers and arrived just before a couple of IDF agents wheeled him into the room. He looked a little nervous and confused. I watched him through the two-way mirror for a few moments and then went in. Colonel Korski, thank you for coming in on such short notice.
What does Homeland Security want with me? I've already cleared my DSS investigation.
This is not part of the Defense Security Service, Colonel. This is a Homeland Security issue.
Like I said, what does Homeland want with me? I work for the Pentagon.
Does the name Scarlett Jernigan mean anything to you?
Her? Don't tell me she's trying to stir up trouble again. I've already been through all this.
We know. Your records were expunged. You were cleared of any wrongdoing.
So, why are you digging this up again?
Because there are some unanswered questions. This is your chance to clear it up once and for all.
You've been talking to her, haven't you? I was not involved in that accident. It was a terrible thing, and I'm sorry for her loss, but I had nothing to do with it.
Then you have nothing to worry about. You'll be out of here in no time. Now my question is, if you were not involved, why were your records expunged?
You know how it works. If you were accused of something, even if you are cleared, it's still a question mark on people's minds. I was on a fast track for Lieutenant Colonel, then Colonel. If that had been a part of my records, then the promotion board would have passed right over.
Even though you claim to have been found innocent?
Absolutely. That's the way these boards work. Everyone's records show that they pretty much walk on water. They look for the slightest kink in your arm.
Colonel, there's a good reason you were a suspect. Your vehicle was seen leaving the scene of the accident.
It was dark and raining. The witness couldn't be sure.
The description of the car was close to what you were driving, and the partial plate given was part of your license plate.
You know, I came here voluntarily, yet I was blindfolded and brought to this place. I was told you had more evidence that would totally remove my name from the list of suspects. I think it's time to invoke my rights. I would like to call my lawyer.
And I'm sure Scarlett Jernigan would like to speak to her parents again.
Not another word from me until my lawyer is present.
Colonel Korski, you are being detained by Homeland Security under the Patriot Act.
Whoa, what? I'm not a terrorist. Do you even know what the USA Patriot Act is?
Yes, it's an acronym for Uniting and Strengthening America by providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism. You're here under the Title 10, Section 1011.
And just what might that be?
Crimes against charitable Americans.
Have you people lost your minds? That doesn't apply to me. Get my lawyer here now or charge me.
New evidence has come to light. Colonel Benjamin Korski, you are under arrest for vehicular manslaughter on 2 counts. Book him. Now you can call that lawyer.
Oh, I will. I will. And you'll hear about this. This is an outrage. I am an officer in the United States Army.
Well, how did it go?
I'll upload the video file and send a link to you and to Richards. I got what we need.
I take it that means you won't have to overdub anything.
Correct. I charged him and I think we might be able to make it stick.
What makes you think that?
When I told him we had new evidence, the look on his face was that of a guilty man. He didn't ask what it was. He just got irate and threatened me.
Perhaps this is something we can further pursue. I'll get our DC team on that right away. We won't be able to hold him for long. At any rate, we have what we need. Good work.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to head back to Queens and play this for the team. Hopefully we'll all be busy this evening.
Thank you. Well, Bella, I wasn't sure if I'd ever see you again.
She followed me into the bar.
You were following Nurse Ladner?
Not really, Doctor. We just happened to be going to the same place. I've been going all over this dirty little city looking for the crew. You might be a brilliant surgeon, but you know nothing about flying a spacecraft like this. Unfortunately, this is the only crew member willing to come back.
That's right, Doctor. I decided being on board the Canberra is better than taking my chances out there.
You ran out of monetary units, didn't you?
Well, I was doing all right, mind you. But the pay is better here, if your offer still holds.
I believe we can use your services.
You do know that me skipper is still alive, don't you?
I suspected as much. The pilot Gabby was a good source for keeping tabs on the Mercury. They undoubtedly picked up the resourceful Joe Mac on their way here.
He's not really that resourceful. The Mercury was on its way to Cali and stumbled across the shuttle. I saw him disembarking from the Mercury not too long after we landed.
Doctor, I've been in contact with the hospital. All indications are that our specimen is doing well. I believe if we retrieve it now, we can stabilize it on the ship for a return trip to Baldabar.
I'm not so sure that Baldabar will be our destination.
I think that's a wise decision. The IDF is looking for you. Your lab facilities there are being watched.
I suspect as much.
Where will we go? We can't stay here with the Mercury in port.
Where is Lord Zokar?
Don't worry about him. He's resting comfortably. Marco, what will our capabilities be with this skeleton crew?
Well, I can pilot the ship, but we'll need someone to navigate and someone to monitor engineering.
I can navigate, and with his implants, Lord Zokar can monitor the engineering.
We'll see if that's possible. If not, Nurse Ladner and I could monitor the ship's vitals.
What do you mean by, if that's possible?
We think that Zokar may have picked up a virus or some disease on the penal colony. He needs rest right now.
I want to see him. Now!
I'm afraid that's not possible. If he picked up a virus, he could be contagious. He's in isolation right now.
Don't worry, Bella. As soon as we isolate what's making him sick, you can see him. Marco.
Yes, sir.
You and Bella here start a systems check on the ship. I want to get to the hospital, pick up our specimen, and get out of here.
Excuse me, but do I call you captain or doctor?
I'm the doctor.
Aye, aye, doctor.
I don't trust her.
Neither do I. I know she has been with the Mercury crew. That woman would dance with the Crawlmaster to get to Zokar. I want you to be ready with the anesthesia just in case we need to subdue her.
Believe me, Doctor. It would be a pleasure to shut her up.
Minds. That doesn't apply to me. Get my lawyer here now or charge me.
New evidence has come to light. Colonel Benjamin Korski, you are under arrest for vehicular manslaughter on 2 counts. Book it. Now you can call that lawyer.
There, Scarlet. Is that satisfactory?
Yes. Now do you see how easy that was?
There was nothing easy about it. It took the concerted effort of several agencies to charge Korski.
I've been waiting several years for justice, and your people were able to deliver in just a few hours. I think what I demanded was justified.
I'm sure you're smart enough to realize that if we don't come up with more evidence, he'll probably beat the charges.
I'm willing to risk that. At least it's now a matter of public record. He can't hide from it anymore.
So are you ready to continue with our plan?
You came through with your end of the bargain. I'll come through with mine.
You will need to be very convincing. Now, is Ankh going to contact you once he hears from Queens?
As I understand it, as soon as Leonard or Louis calls him and tells him that they are all safe in the apartment complex, he'll signal our people to begin their transfers.
We need to let the others know that we're back on track.
I'll go collect everyone up.
Have you heard from your counterpart?
We have very little communication with each other. I think Hank and Louis like to keep it that way. They probably don't fully trust us.
Well, that's understandable. As hired mercenaries, they would prefer full control of their operations. One thing I haven't asked you. What is supposed to happen after all this is over?
Happen? What exactly do you mean?
What did Hank tell you about what happens after the teams go out and begin their destruction?
I think the expression is, take the money and run.
You think it will be that simple? You know too much.
Think about it. Do you think for a moment that I'm going to go to the authorities and tell them I helped? Then they'll ask, how did you help? And I'll say, I let the aliens come through a space portal.
Yes, I see. It would be difficult to explain that it was actually an alien invasion.
Everyone is assembled in the bullpen.
All right. We're on our way. Let's go, Scarlet.
Lead the way.
Scarlet, I take it that you are satisfied with Agent Hawk's interrogation of Colonel Korski?
For me to hear you're under arrest for vehicular manslaughter was something that I've been waiting to hear for years.
Well, now that we've gotten that out of the way, we can concentrate on this evening. Our official sunset is 7:43. I'm guessing that sunset in New York is about the same?
Close. Sunset there is 7:26 local time. So that gives us about an hour and 17 minutes.
Sam, will you be ready to go by then?
Certainly. What would stop me?
How about supper?
Well, it's a little early for that, but I don't mind getting a head start.
No, that's not what I mean. 7:43 is close to the end of your feeding time. Will you be ready by then?
Oh, okay. Yes, I plan on cutting way back, almost to a fast.
I see. So only one bucket of chicken.
Hey, I said almost a fast.
Just make sure you're in place and ready to go. Remember, Hank can't see you, or your future with the IDF will be in jeopardy.
Not a problem.
Garrett, where do you and Jameson stand?
I'll be stationed outside the exit in my vehicle. Once Scarlet sends the okay, Hank will pull his 12-pack bus into position. Then I'll wait for Jameson's cue.
I'll be stationed at the central STIP control point. Once we've determined that all of the inbound units have arrived, I'll make my way near the exit. Mr. Gregory has arranged for all STIP transfers to stop 15 minutes prior to sunset. That way, we'll know exactly how many STIP transfers are inbound.
When I see Jameson exit the building, I'll block in Hank's bus while Jameson circles around and makes the arrest.
What do you plan to do if he manages to escape?
I'll alert campus security that we're in pursuit of a stolen vehicle and request assistance.
The campus police will jump at the opportunity to stop a real crime in progress.
But I don't plan to let him escape.
I think we are all set. Now all we have to do is wait for Queens and Louis to notify Hank that the mission is still on.
Captain Tam, good job on the recon.
Was everyone able to hear what was said?
Yeah, you know, that was a smart move to have Bill Akir mic the whole time.
That wasn't my idea. It was hers.
Really? Maybe she's not a she-devil after all. Where's Jomac?
He was right behind me.
He probably saw something shiny and got distracted.
He was right behind me when we got to the gangway. I didn't even notice him missing. Oh, no. He's got to be headed for his ship. I'll try and stop him.
Gabby, you're needed here to fly the ship with Nate. I'm headed back to the hospital. I'm going to meet up with Jaffra. I'm sure they're going to try to retrieve that Matrix specimen.
All right, but take the scout bike. I'm opening the storage ramp now.
Think you can handle two wheels, old-timer?
No. I was riding two-wheelers while you were still cutting teeth, kid.
Scooters don't count. Hey, look. Be careful, okay?
Yes, Mother.
All right, Mother. Let's prep the ship for flight. We need to be ready on a moment's notice.
Jomac! Jomac! Stop! Wait up!
Don't try to stop me, Tam. This is the best chance I've got to get my ship back. I'm not going to let you or anyone else try and stop me.
Think this through. Do you actually think they'll let you go on board?
I've got entrances they don't know about. I'll be on board in a jiffy and they'll never suspect a thing.
We have too much invested in this to let you mess things up.
You think I care about your pathetic little bounty? We're talking about me livelihood here.
Jomak, please, reason this out.
All right, over here, out of the way. Have a seat on this bench. Now reason away.
Do this our way and we get two bounties, and you get your...
I was going to use this on the doctor, but you gave me no choice. Sorry, Tam, just sit here. I'll call someone to come for you. If not, you'll wake up soon enough.
You are cleared for egress.
Cleared for egress.
Excellent work, Kate. We got word from Houston that Scarlet loved the video and is now cooperating.
I'm glad she's cooperating, but I just don't feel right leaving a case hanging like that.
What do you mean? You accomplished the mission.
But I've left a case wide open. Scarlet deserves justice. I just wish I could follow up on it.
Be patient. This mission is top priority. I need you totally focused.
There she is. I told you, didn't I? Kate the Bulldog Hawk.
Congrats, I knew you could do it.
I was just telling Detective Jocko here that I feel bad about not being able to follow up on this case.
Don't worry. We have people in D.C. who are going to work the case. If all goes well tonight, you'll be back in Baltimore and you can follow up. Say, what was it like going back there, not blindfolded?
It was a lot better than the first time. I think I know how Korski felt. Anything happening yet?
Leonard is still at his apartment. So far he's a go, unless he has a demand like Scarlet's.
Yeah, that's all we need.
I don't think we have anything to worry about with him, as long as we let him keep the money Louis gave him.
According to Pierman, it's a small price to pay for stopping this cyber attack. Jocko, Queen's Task Force.
Detective, Captain Richards, is Kate available? I want to thank her for a job well done.
Yes, she's right here. It's Captain Richards for you.
Thanks. Hey, Tracy.
Kate, I just wanted to pass along our appreciation for what you were able to do with Colonel Korski.
Thanks. But I have mixed feelings about the whole operation. On one hand, we can move on with the mission. But on the other hand, we're giving Scarlet some false hope.
I really don't think she sees it that way.
But has he really been charged? I mean, didn't we just bluff him for the sake of Scarlet hearing him being charged?
Not quite. The DC office is taking over. They will be conducting a full investigation. Here, let me put Scarlet on.
Agent Hawk, I just wanted to thank you for doing what I couldn't get any agency to do.
Scarlet, I'm not sure the charges will stick.
Listen, I really don't care so much about him going to jail. It would be a nice closure for me, but hearing him being charged and seeing the expression on his face was well worth it.
But how will you feel if the charges are dropped?
He knows what he did, and now he knows that law enforcement suspects him. It's now a matter of public record. I can live with that.
Well, I'm glad you're satisfied with our efforts. I hope we can rely on your full devotion to this operation.
Not a problem. And thank you again for putting him under the lights, so to speak. Here's Captain Richards. Hey.
So you think she's really okay with it?
Yes. Like I said, this isn't over. I'll have Pierman keep you up to date, but our first priority is the mission at hand. Has Leonard expressed any reservations?
Let me put you on speaker. Okay. No, Leonard hasn't expressed any reservations about the mission.
Great. Do you have any way of monitoring him?
Hey, Tracy, yes, we can monitor him with hardwired surveillance in the rooms. We didn't want him to chance wireless signals.
Good idea. As soon as we hear Louis call Hank and give the all clear, you can move in. But it's critical that Louis not notify Hank when you move in.
We have a plan in place. Leonard is going to lure Louis into his apartment and go over living arrangements for his guests. We'll have one of our people in there take him down.
Once the signal is given, Kate and I will take one apartment and Kelly and Jocko would take the other.
I'll have a small bus that will return everyone from Flushing Meadows. As soon as the Houston crew lands, the small stip will be sent to Boston, and they'll send the large stip back here. That way we can transfer the prisoners to you in one trip.
All right. It sounds like everything is in place. Now, all we have to do is wait.
Well, I was wondering who was under that dark helmet.
Hey, I thought you might be able to use a little help out here.
I appreciate that, Jim. I could not only use an extra set of eyes, but your bionic capabilities might come in handy.
I keep tuning in to see if I can pick up anything. What about the specimen?
As far as I know, it's safe.
I take it we're going to leave it there? Probably not a good idea to remove it. Whoever is taking care of it would most likely notify the doctor.
Exactly. Hopefully we can get to the doctor before he even gets near it. Once we have him in custody, we can then destroy it. What's going on back at the ship?
Well, right before I left, Tem came in and realized that Jomak wasn't behind her.
Where was he? Where did he go?
No, we're not sure. We're guessing he followed Bella to the Canberra. Tem took off after him. Couldn't raise him on the radio, so he could be anywhere.
Back to the Canberra might be a good bet. If Tam can't reason with him, I'm sure Nate and Gabby can. I fully expected Bella to go back with Marco.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can trust her. I think she'll be happy to help us take the doctor and his nurse, but probably not Wi-Fi.
I totally agree. The doctor wants to end Wi-Fi's life by taking over his brain, so she wants the good doctor out of the way. I'm sure that Bella is still loyal to Zokar and will do anything to save him.
Have you checked in with the hospital yet?
The dockmaster knows I'm here. She gave me the keys to this small building. It used to be part of the airfield. She's now aware of my purpose for being here and is cooperating. We're keeping this on a need-to-know level.
That's smart. Someone in there is assisting the doctor. No need to tip them off on what we're doing.
I suggest you move your vehicle to behind the building. We can get settled in. I have a feeling it won't be long before something happens.
How's our patient doing?
Everything looks fine. All of his vitals are normal, but we'll need to perform the procedure soon. I'm getting low on many of the medications we need to sedate him.
It won't be long. Now that Bella's returned with Marco, we'll have enough people to safely operate the ship.
Do you think we can trust him?
People like him are not very complicated. Show them monetary units and they are loyal. I just wish we could have gotten more of the crew.
Getting the captain back would have been nice.
He was a liability. He had to go. You tend to nursing, I'll handle everything else. Well, Bella, did you and Marco find everything in order?
Yes. I think we have everything we need to get off this rock.
Marco, are you ready to operate this ship?
All right, Doc. What's in it for me?
Didn't I tell you?
It appears you were right.
I'm prepared to pay you double what Jomak paid you. What say you?
I say, where do I sign up?
Good man. You can start by checking out the ship and readying it for launch. We're headed back to the old Cali Hospital.
Aye, aye, Doctor.
I take it you can pilot this craft.
It's London to a brick on that one, mate.
I take it that's a yes. Bella, you can navigate. Nurse Ladner, you can monitor the instruments. If you can do that in surgery, I'm sure you could do it here.
I don't think there'll be a problem. What will you be doing?
I will monitor everything. Now let's move.
Are you sure?
How did you get in here without being detected?
This is my ship, remember? There's more than one way in. Marco, get over here where I can see you. Bella, get something to tie these two up with.
I have something right over here.
You're making a big mistake, Jomak. I plan on controlling Lord Zokar. With him under my control, I can rule rage. Riches and plunders will be ours.
Oh, save your talk for people stupid enough to believe it.
Skipper, it's true. He's paying me twice what you paid me.
Like I said, people stupid enough to... Hey, 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 what are you doing?
What did you do?
She was trying to stick me with the same sleeping concoction she gave Gabby. Don't worry, I only stunned her. Too bad for her, she was just too slow.
But I'm not.
Bella, what did you do?
What did Bella do and why? Is she fully cooperating with the doctor? Will they be able to retrieve the specimen? Will Jocko's and Tracy's plan work to foil the cyber attack? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Rise of the Canberra.